May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn number 39.
Thank you. We read, friends, as the Lord may help us, the record of our Lord's birth in Luke chapter 2. We're also reading, as we know, there was the birth also of Elizabeth having that great favour to bring forth John the Baptist. Let us read in the first chapter of Luke, first from the 57th verse, and then read in the first 20 verses of Luke chapter 2. Our friend in the vestry specially mentioned John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, and those words, "Behold the Lamb of God." So let us read from verse 57 in the first chapter of Luke, and also the first 20 verses of the second chapter. "Now Elizabeth's full time came, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son, and her neighbours and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called his name Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, 'Not so, but he shall be called John.' And they said unto her, 'There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name.' And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, 'His name is John.' And they marvelled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, 'What manner of child shall this be?' And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, 'Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all them that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the holiest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.' And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. Our friend prayed for that day star, day spring, that the Lord would so shine today. We pray he will. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us each, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, do hear us now in heaven, thy dwelling place. Oh, we do beg we may have the aid and influence of the blessed Spirit of truth, that we may come to thee in prayer, plead in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, that worm we've been reading of, his holy, sinless birth, the Son of God, he who is declared to be the Son of God with power. And as we think of that truth, Lord, as we think of the theme, the power there is in the blood of the Lamb, to put away our sins. We beg thee to grant us this day thy favour, Lord, the Holy Spirit testifying of Christ, taking of the things of Jesus and revealing them unto us. And may we, Lord, by faith, go to Bethlehem. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Oh, may we be blessed to so go by faith. Faith, we know, is the brightest evidence in the lives and experiences of thy people. We pray for faith. We may have faith in exercise in these things, of these important, vital things of the favour of knowing and believing in thee, the Son of God, thy holy, sinless birth, thy perfect, spotless obedience in thy life, all through thy life on earth. If thou kept the whole law of God and made it honourable on thy people's behalf, and how, as we've been singing, Lord, we hope, knowing the secret of being among the redeemed of the Lord, oh Lord, thou didst shed thy blood to pay the price for the redemption of the Church of God. Oh, lead us into these holy, blessed, sacred realities today, Lord, we beg. We may worship thee, our triune God, in spirit and in truth. We might praise thee, O God, our Heavenly Father, for thy unspeakable gift. Oh, the wonder of it, that thou didst give thy dear beloved Son and didst punish thy dear Son in the behalf of thy people, that he bore their sins in his own body on the tree. We hope our sins, we trust, we know the favour of salvation, Lord, in this way, by divine substitution, Jesus in the sinner's place. Oh Lord, how he took all our transgressions and made them his own. We do pray, Lord, lead us into these things this day. And bless you, thy blessing to each soul here, Lord. You know, as we gather, thinking of some we do not see in the congregation, if they are ill, we especially pray they will go to them. And if they are not able to come out through feeling unwell, we pray, Lord, they won't go to them if they may be able to hear in and by the means our friends have for this. We do pray for each one, Lord, that is in affliction and illness, infirmity at this time, that thou wilt in mercy be to them the good physician, both for their souls, spiritual health, and for their body's recovery, Lord, if it be thy will. And Lord, at this time we especially think of friends through the past year who've lost loved ones, who has taken one and another to thyself, home to glory. And Lord, thou knowest we think of them. And Lord, the memory of the just is blessed. And Lord, we especially pray for those who have suffered the loss of a loved one taken. Lord, thou knowest especially we feel greatly for our friends, the family here, and our dear beloved friend and brother. Oh Lord, we do pray that this time it may be a blessed time to consider what it must be to be in heaven. And Lord, may the blessed prospect be assured us that we too shall be found there, home in glory at last, through him that loved us and gave himself for us. We do pray for thus all our friends who feel the loss, especially at this time of the year, at this season, Lord, this Christmas day so known. Oh, we do pray that the comfort of thy love may be with each one and be blessedly felt. Oh, we beg thee for this, Lord, for them. And thou knowest, Lord, those of us who look back many years to losing loved ones. And Lord, at this time it is very deeply, keenly felt. But Lord, we do pray that we may be blessed to know and believe and bow to thy holy will. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we may be blessed with that submission, Lord, which is a wonderful, precious grace to bow to thy sovereign will in all his holy, sovereign will. He is, though I am blind, too wise to be mistaken still, too good to be unkind. Lord, we think of also in the year, Lord, of those that have had loved ones given them, babes born, Lord. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, since we were together last year when we think we preached to the friends, particularly upon the wise men in the morning service. And then we were in John, we believe, he came unto his own and his own received him not. And in all the time of this past year, how fast it's gone. But Lord, there have been many events, many things. And Lord, we're living in these most solemn times when there is so much trouble, so much sorrow in the earth, and especially the great conflict of that war begun in this year and is continuing in the east in Ukraine. And there are thy people there, Lord, we feel greatly for. Oh, do especially be with them this time, we beg. And oh, do bring an end, a ceasing to the war. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. We pray it may be soon it shall be brought to cease. Lord, we do pray thus for all those in authority over us, and their new king at this time, who we know will be heard, although we will not, will be heard throughout the nation, giving his first Christmas Day message. Lord, we do pray, oh, he may have something good to speak, but Lord, we will try to listen to it tomorrow. Who knoweth, Lord, here we do feel much in thankfulness for the life of our late Queen. And Lord, we do thank thee and bless thee for a good reign. And Lord, we do pray that our King might be given the integrity and devotion that she had to follow on. Who knoweth, we do feel troubled, as she is sadly living with another man's wife. And Lord, this is a sadness to us, Lord, thou knowest. But Lord, we're all sinners and we think of those gone before, not to justify anything of what is of sadness today. But Lord, we do know, oh, in thy word, there's so much, even those kings of the days, Lord. There were good kings, there were bad kings in all those centuries of time. Lord, thou knowest, we know we're all sinners and we would be personally concerned to come with our confessions as we are now. We do beg, hear us, Lord. Oh, we've been troubled, thou knowest, even this morning with terrible, wretched unbelief. Oh, Lord, how great this trouble is to thy people. Unbelief, that sin accursed, and blind unbelief is sure to err, and scan God's work in vain. But oh, we pray, Lord, thou wilt come today and be that wonderful interpreter, which thou alone art of all things, and make all plain, Lord, and give strong faith, strengthen our little faith, Lord. May faith be in exercise, that vital grace, that we may be in the favour of true believing in these services today. Lord, do grant it to us each. And Lord, at this time we especially pray for the dear young people, the little ones and young people. And we do pray, Lord, that we'll bless them. Lord, may they think of the gift of gifts. Like many years ago, we spoke about the harvest and the seeing of the attention to all the reaping and bringing in the fields. But Lord, we felt we must say we should think of God's harvest, and especially the harvest of souls. And Lord, we think of these presents that the dear young do think so much of as they're given them rightly, carefully, prudently. But Lord, too, oh, may they think of the gift of gifts. Jesus, the gift of gifts, appears to show that God is love. Love to the church, his people, his children. Oh Lord, may the young people consider these important, wonderful things in thy word that we've been reading. We've been reading especially about the birth of our Lord, our Saviour, who was born to die, to suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place and stead. Oh Lord, do bless the young. They may in their early days be brought to being concerned to seek thee, to know thee, their Saviour. Oh Lord, we think of the simple language of the young people's hymns, Lord, and we pray that though it is simple, we know they will not learn it unless it is truly of thy Spirit that they shall be blessed to learn the word and receive the word. Many of the hymns are close upon the scriptures, but they are not the scriptures. We do pray that the young may learn. We think of the way the apostle spoke of Timothy, that from a child there was known the scriptures. Bless the young people, Lord. They may, as from a child, know the scriptures, but the wonderful, the higher thing that was stated by the apostle, it was the grace that is in thee, was in thy grandmother and thy mother, and in thee also. May the young think of it, Lord, in this way. Is the grace of God in me? Do I know myself as a needy sinner, and do I need the Saviour? And is he precious to me? Lord, do bless the young, we pray. Oh, begin thy work according to thy will. We know thy will. Quicken souls, Lord, and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. May thy work appear, Lord. May it appear yet more in this cause of truth among this people, Lord. Thou hast been good to them. Thou hast done wonderful things here. Thou knowest we did feel much for some long years, Lord, waiting for thy appearing, and then thou hast wonderfully appeared in later years and caused that there should be those who have been able to speak of thy love and testify of what thou hast done. We pray it may be more so in this year, Lord, that is before us, if we come to it, the New Year's Day and the New Year, Lord, or even in the last few days of this year, may there be one and another here so brought to have to go to the deacons and say, hinder me not, ye much loved friends, I must come with you. Thou knowest, Lord, we think of how there was that publishing of what was wonderfully witnessed when the shepherds came and fell down and worshipped thee and saw thee, thou dear babe, in Bethlehem. And Lord, there was a publishing, a telling of it around. And Lord, should it not be so, even with us today, a telling to sinners round, what a dear Saviour I have found. Lord, how can we really go on in a comfortable feeling, Lord, if thou hast blessed us so much, and we have not told of it? Oh, we knew not. We keep it in. We keep in what thou hast done. Lord, this is a folly of us in according to our natural ways. But may the Spirit break in. And may there be the blessed power of the Spirit upon us to cause us to be as they were, to publish it abroad. what the Lord has done for my soul. Lord, do hear us. Lord, if it be two, there shall be those, or one or another, even from thy people here, who must go forth to minister the word, publishing of the word. Oh Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest the exercises within thy people, for they are thy Spirit's exercise. We pray, we watch, we wait, we wait for thy appearing, Lord, when these things shall be manifest more and more in the church of God, with the blessing of the Lord. Oh Lord, how it maketh rich, and he hath no sorrow. And there may be others blessed, they may be blessed unity, blessed favour, these things known more and more in the church of God. So bless thy people here, Lord. Help them, favour them still. We look back with thankfulness and praise for thy maintaining goodness. And Lord, as I bear before thee to our own dear people in Ashwell Court, in our little Zor, with thy servant among them, we trust today. You know, as we messaged him regarding the closure of one of the roads, and we do hope he's safely got there. And we do pray that thy people may be favoured there, our dear one too, Lord. And if we can hear this afternoon, we beg for thy favour there. And in all the hills of Zion, Lord, of our beloved denomination, we do pray there may be a blessed feeling of holy unity and holy joy in believing. Lord, thou knowest we were in conversation with our own dear cousin, who is a deacon of one of the deacons at Chippenham, and how good it was to talk on Friday evening in the way we were so blessed to have a good conversation. And though he is very poorly in health in the sense of his serious cancer, Lord, thou knowest his soul is very blessedly healthy, and he is so blessedly humble and so tender in his conversation. Lord, do continue to help him, bless him, and make him a blessing in those days and times when he fulfills his office in the desk at Chippenham. We do pray, Lord, I might prove the favour, the witness of good things in their gathering together today, as our friend hopes to gather, and then tomorrow to travel to his dear cousin, to travel to his dear daughters down in Dorset, Lord. The family all together there, they all want to be together. Lord, we do pray for all the families of thy people, all thy people throughout the earth. Hear us now, dear Lord, in heaven, thy dwelling place, and do you especially come and help us, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. Forgive our every sin, Lord, all our shortcomings in so many ways. We trust we have been blessed to know they are all forgiven. What a blessed theme it is, all thy people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt man and God. Oh, may we know that blessed peace today. Joy and peace in believing. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
With us now sing hymn 518. 518. At the birth of Christ our King, angels made the heavens ring, singing with a solemn joy, glory to the Lord on high. Hymn 518.
the Lord may help me, friends. I would direct you in the word as we've been reading the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, from verse 15 to 19 are the verses that we hope to consider something of today. But particularly this morning, the 15th verse and the words which the shepherds said one to another. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." The second chapter in Luke, second chapter, verse 15. Particularly, friends, this morning, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Of course, we're here in the chapel, Swavesey Chapel, the place where God's honour dwelleth. We can't go literally, actually, to Bethlehem. There will be people there. We know at Bethlehem, expect, as we've known other years reading later, where there's been a lot of people go. And they go to the place where they hope they, where they believe the Lord was born. But oh friends, we're here, but let us now go even unto Bethlehem. How can we go? We can go by faith. But that must be, the faith must be God-given. Oh, God gives to his people the grace of faith. But let me put it to you too, and to myself. Do you need to go? Do you want to go? Do you have desire to go to Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which we read of in the Word? We know it came to pass all those 2,000 or more years ago, it came to pass. But friends, let us now go. Let us now go. Because we need to. Because we desire to. Because it's so important, more important than anything else in our lives, it is to know that Jesus Christ came into the world. We know he came into the world to save sinners. But if you are a sinner taught of God, and I'm a sinner taught of God, we need to go, we need to believe, we need to see, we need to see and know our Lord. We know he was born a babe, but oh, how wonderful it is that when he was born in the perfect will of God, as it's put in a good theme, his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. See, in the manger, the Ancient of Days, what was given in prophecy, the will of God, the sure purpose of God that Christ should come. Oh, we know there was the first Adam. God created the world and created man in his own image. And then we know man fell. But oh, wonder of wonders, as the hymn writer has it, a second Adam came, the serpent's subtle head to bruise. This is the second Adam, the Son of God. And the first Adam was holy as he was created. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven. He's the Son of God, the co-eternal Son of God, from everlasting to everlasting, the eternal generation of Christ, ever with the Father. But oh, let us now go. Do you have the vital grace, friend, the faith given you and in exercise in you You want to go, you want to go and see this scene, this humble scene. I used to sometimes climb up in the barns, the big barns we had on the farm. There were mangers in there. The first steps to climb up to the beams where we wanted to go to see if there was any pigeons' eggs. We had to step up and into the manger and get up from there. Now I used to tread in that manger. Never saw anything of the Saviour in that way then. But now I know there used to be a chute coming down from the chaff loft above, where they used to send the chaff down into the manger. The manger was a long manger, and they used to let the chaff down, and it used to be brushed along the manger. But the manger was a place, dusty. Oh, it was dusty, it was dark in there. Think of it, friends. Think of your Lord laid in the manger. See in the manger your beloved Saviour. He who came, he who stooped down to wretchedness and dust, like I've said, dust. Oh, he stooped down to wretchedness and dust, that we poor sinners might rise in humble hope and faith, believing in him. He might save us from our sins, from sin and death and hell. He came. He came to this earth and did the holy and the just. The sovereign Lord on high stooped down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the dear Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die. And yes, this, friends, he took the dying traitor's place. We know there's a record of those two crucified on either side of him. But oh, what are you, a sinner, a wretched, hell-deserving sinner, and me? He took our place, friends. He came for this. Came for this, to take our place, suffer in our stead. For man, a miracle of grace, for the man the Saviour bled. But see, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. These shepherds went. Oh, it's wonderfully clear in the context. The angel came, I bring you good tidings. As the Spirit of God come to you, to bring you good tidings. Oh, you may, was you really in a place, and was I, that God in such condescension and love and mercy to us, come to us. First he came to us to show us what we are, to convince us of our sin. Then he came to us, raising us to a hope, revealing a precious Christ. Oh, how God comes to his people. Oh, he has all the means, his holy sovereign purpose, to come to his people. He came to these shepherds in this way, in this wonderful way of light and glory and all the wonderful tidings, good tidings of great joy unto all men. Especially to these, unto you is born. Unto you is born in the city of David a Saviour. Friends, do you feel, do I, that this word truly applies? Unto you is born. Unto you. Is it unto you? Is it unto me? Did the Saviour come for you? Did he come for me? Did he come? Did he make that great stoop from heaven to earth to come down here? Oh, though he were rich, Yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Is this true? Is this true? Do we know it? Have we had this so given to us, revealed to us, that he came? We know he came to die. You know, like as we read the former record of that birth of John the Baptist, Elizabeth's full time had come, and she brought forth her son, John the Baptist. And oh, he was to be the forerunner of Christ. And as our friend David prayed in the vestry, especially mentioning we might have a view of the Lamb of God today, his purpose was to be the forerunner of Christ, and like we've read here in the context, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. And in that sense, he was as the day spring in the way he come for the purpose. But of course, the day star, the highest one is Christ, to give light to them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the deserts to the day of his showing unto Israel. Remember how we read also in another record how he who was clothed in camel hair and was in the desert, and he came forward, as it were, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." What a favour it is to behold the Lamb of God. Oh, the favour is given by the Spirit to his people. We hope to ask, have you seen him by faith, friends? Have you seen him by faith in the manger? You know, there was that time I've told you before, but it bears repeating. I was in a very sad state. We were working hard. It was hot days. We were hoeing Brussels, round Brussels plants. We'd had a tiring day. We was tired. We was dark in soul, cold. Though it was hot days, we were cold in spirit. And we got to bed wanting to go to sleep. And as we put our head on the downy pillow, the Lord broke in. He said, "Foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." I think I was about 19 years old and working hard with my father. You know, it broke me to pieces, thinking of the Lord. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head, not in some guest house, or, as we would know today, hotel, as they were in a different place to their usual abode. And there they were in that place in Bethlehem, and the crowded hymn, like we've been singing, like human hearts, ignorance extreme. Other guests and various sorts had room, but none for him. But it was the will of God. He should so condescend, stoop down so low, and he should be born in that way, in that cattle shed, and laid in that manger. But oh, friends, it's such a profound thing, seeing the manger, the Ancient of Days, the Son of God, the Saviour come. He who's come to save his people is able to save, because he's the Son of God and the Son of Man. Took upon him human nature, a body like our own, separate from sin, found in fashion as a man. There he is, the babe in the manger at Bethlehem. And so, as we have in the word here, let us now go. Even how its word is so perfectly. God's word is perfect. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. And of course, the place Bethlehem, the little town of Bethlehem, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. I expect it's much bigger now, but let us go to Bethlehem, the place where the Son of God lie, where he lay in a manger. Oh, little humble babe, and yet he's true almighty God. Oh, he's the Son of God, and he's come for the most important purpose ever, to save the church. Do you need a saviour? Is he precious, friends? Is he the one thing needful? Is he so precious to you? And thinking of him as a humble babe as he was. But oh, how it was that he should, of course, grow and come to years and then walk this earth in that way he did, and keeping the whole law of God and fulfilling all the holy purpose of God for and toward that time when he would redeem the church and paying the price for sin, suffering the just for the unjust, to bring his people to God. But the good tidings of great joy, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The time appeared when the Son of God is here on earth. Oh, wonder of wonders. Think of all the years. Think of the Old Testament saints. Think of how we read of all those that looked for redemption in Israel. We know there were those especially. There were those like Simeon and Anna the prophetess. They were there. But oh, friends, how further back, as it were, all the succeeding generations from Adam to Christ, and how they looked forward, how they were waiting for the consolation of Israel, but there were so many that died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen it afar off. And then we have the following chapter in Hebrews, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Oh, to be looking unto him today, seeing him by faith, going by faith to Bethlehem, to see this wonderful scene. Oh, wonderful tidings. And here the shepherds heard the tidings, and they said, as we have in the full verse, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away into heaven, from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Friends, it's good and right we should say one to another. Do we feel it one with another? Here in the house of God today, do we feel really the desire to by faith go to Bethlehem to see our Lord there? I believe if we really feel the desire, the need, the desire to go by faith to Bethlehem, we will also go by faith to many other spots and places where the Lord was here upon earth, walking this earth, and also we'll go to Gethsemane and to Calvary if we really do need to know our interest in his great salvation. Let us now go. And how will it be? Oh, we need to be in the Spirit. Oh, John wonderfully gave testimony in those wonderful words in Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. To be in the Spirit, friends, oh, what a blessed favour it is. You know, it's Christmas Day, And are we, as I trust we all are, willing to leave our presence? This is God's day. Willing to leave the things that we would perhaps usually do on Christmas morning, but come to the house of God. Is this more important than anything else, friends? Let us now go even unto Bethlehem. All the things of the natural things of the season, they are sweet and good in the right use of them. But oh, let us now go. Oh, is it with you, like we have in the hymn, sinners are high in his esteem and sinners highly value him. Let us now go, because he is the highest one, the most holy one, the most needful one, the one upon whom our hopes of heaven depend. Let us now go, ere they said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem, even unto Bethlehem. Not to be, you know, like this, not to be, as it were, standing afar off, but to come even unto Bethlehem. And it says here, it says, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, this thing. In the word, it's also acknowledged of the Son of God, this holy thing. It's the Son of God. This holy thing, he is the Son of God. He's the Saviour, the Redeemer, come to this earth, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Notice it's not their thankful, in a sense thankful to the angel coming, but the Lord has sent his angel. Oh, the Lord has sent the tidings. The tidings are from heaven. They come from God himself, that the Saviour is, Jesus Christ is here on earth, in the complete, wonderful fulfilling of the purpose. He that shall come will come. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, he shall come. Here we know and read of it, and the way it is prophesied, as in the prophet Isaiah, here it is prophesied of John the Baptist, hailing the beginning of the ministry of Christ, and he coming, the Lord coming, and then grow into years. We know there's that profound record of him in the temple with the doctors reading when he was 12 years old. And we read that, and they watched him there. Oh, friends, to be in exercise to want to see him, and worship him. Now, friends, they come to worship him. And we know, as it says, and they came with haste and found Mary and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And oh, how tender and blessed it is, the record, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. These things of what is witnessed, the Son of God here on earth, born by birth mysterious, by the overshadowing of the Virgin, and he's here for the purpose of salvation of the Church of God. Let us now go. And friends, as we've tried to touch upon various points, us, do we feel blessedly love and union in the Church of God? Let us. See, it seems that the shepherds were in unity of this desire hearing the good tidings, the wonderful news from the angel, and that glory that was filling the skies, as it were, on that hillside. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go." Oh, do we feel the sacredness of the word of God before us, the truth of this, the record of this? Let us now go. Let us, in our common need of salvation, if we are being taught of the Spirit, we're all sinners, we're all under the guilt and have the guilt of original sin, we're all actual transgressors, we're all no better than the shepherds, we're all of like passions. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. Let us by faith go. May the blessed favour of faith in exercise be in us, friends, as we are all sinners, as we do, we all, those who are taught of the Spirit will know their need of salvation. Do you know it? Do you feel it? Do you feel the great need you're in to know that the Saviour's come for you, that he's your Lord and your life and your all, that he is your only hope for time and eternity? Let us never go. You know, as it is perhaps more pointedly put, the purpose of their going was to see and to know and to have the favour to witness, this is the Son of God on earth, this is the Saviour. We know the record, which is probably 2 years later, of the wise men. And they came, all those many miles from the east, and they fell down and worshipped him. Yeah, they cast, how it will be for every child of God, we will cast ourselves down before him, fall down at the feet of the Lamb. Yes, if we want to, we desire to. It's a wonderful favour to have the revelation of Christ, of Jesus Christ revealed, to see him by faith, to believe him, he is the Son of God, the Saviour of lost souls. We sing it, lost souls to recover and form them afresh. A wonderful lover took flesh of our flesh, from sin to release us, that yoke so long worn. How long was it worn with you, friends? The burden of sin and guilt. Well, with me, it was from 1958 to 1964. It was a very heavy burden until the Lord set me at liberty. It's been a very heavy burden many times since. Sin that is within us, all about us. But the remedies without us, see it in the Saviour's blood. Think of it. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass. The Son of God born, come to this world. And he's here for that holiest, highest, sovereign purpose, to live a perfect life, which he alone could, none other ever could. John the Baptist could not live the perfect life. He had his purpose in the perfect will of God to say, "Behold the Lamb of God." But he needed redemption. Although he believed from his mother's womb, we believe, which is, we believe the word that states this, yet he was still in need of salvation. Mary, the Lord's mother, she was a needy sinner needing salvation. When the Lord spoke to her from the cross, he said, "Woman, behold thy son." He didn't say that in any way to degrade his respect to his mother. Of course he didn't. He ever was holy, no sin in the Saviour. But he, I believe, said it, "Woman, behold thy son," because he knew she too needed to know salvation in him alone. Yes, and all what Mary pondered in her heart was, "I'm sure for this, She knew him, he was the Saviour. He come to this earth to save unto the uttermost. He's able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. The Saviour of sinners, the Saviour of the lost. As I've said, lost souls to recover. Yes, our Lord came. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass. And they came with haste. Haste. They came with haste because it was so important to them. It will be to you and to me. Oh, you have an earnestness, an exercise, if God's teaching you to know your sins forgiven. Oh, to know the Saviour came for you. To know that he came to save you and is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. And they came with haste. And how important it is. And as we're in the time state, fast hastening on, friends, toward eternity. Oh, we're sinners living here on earth and death is before us. Our lives fast ebbing away. Like I said, like Mr. Oliver Pack at one time couldn't bear to hear the clock ticking. It came with haste because he was getting nearer eternity moment by moment. The solemnity of conviction, yeah, it was so much, so great. Oh, the solemnity of your sin and guilt and mine. We need salvation. And oh, how in that dear babe of Bethlehem I see my God contracted to a span for me. If we truly have faith in exercise and to go by faith even unto Bethlehem, surely it will be with an understanding that he's here, he's come to this earth for that great purpose, to redeem the church. Do you feel you do know? Can you give testimony of this, that you know your interest in God's great salvation? How wonderfully precious he will be, how adorable he will be. Oh, the glories of the Lamb, so much what's first him come to me. Behold the glories of the Lamb, the Son of God. And think of it, here it is. So sounded forth, I say, the shepherds witnessed it on the hillside. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill. It says, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Think of the multitude of the heavenly hosts. Think of God's great power that he could send all the heavenly hosts to this earth to hail the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born and found in fashion as a man. And how wonderful it is, the record of it. This is not something that was just something that just a few people saw. It was all the heavens were filled with glory in the way, looking up, and the great affirmation of it by the hosts of heaven, a multitude of the heavenly hosts. It was not a small thing, friends. It was an all-glorious thing. And oh, friends, today, I believe if you have a view by faith of your Lord, the Son of God, as a babe in the manger, it will fill your heart with honour and glory and praise to God in thankfulness to God. Oh, the glories of Emmanuel. The glories of the Lamb. Behold the glories of the Lamb. Glories. The glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord. And glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace. Goodwill toward men. The most greatest, most important, most wonderful goodwill is here sounded forth. Goodwill, because it's God's holy sovereign purpose to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, the Saviour. and believing in him, the Saviour, and knowing their interest in his great salvation. Glory to God in the highest. All praise to God. Praise to God. To God, to grace, and to the dove that seals us heirs of heaven. It will be, friends, if we know the favour of the fact that he came for me. Yes, you know, there'll be this. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me, a wretch as me? Did he come for me? Did he live for me? Did he die for me? Did he do all for me? Is he doing all now in heaven for me? In his offices there? Oh, was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. Oh, favour indeed. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. Oh, which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Friends, what has he made known unto you? What do we really know? You know, the little do that's known, children like we, and boast means acknowledge. Oh, it's so precious. It's so wonderful what we know by faith, if we truly know the Son of God as our Saviour. This babe is our Saviour. We know he's not a babe now, but this was the way of human nature, with the holy divinity of God now joined with his humanity. And like we sing, and I think it's, you know, there was controversy about the sacred humanity of Christ, but I think the hymn that we sometimes sing has got it very, very right and clear. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany at 2:30 this afternoon. Mr. Tim Parrish is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day, Mr. Richard Field will preach in the morning online, and in the evening, Mr. Graham Hadley will preach and administer the Lord's Supper afterwards. Let us close with hymn number 36. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Hymn 36.
forgive anything thy holy and pure eyes have seen amiss. Be with their friends and the dear young people this afternoon. May they feel thy blessed presence in coming together. And do especially bless the young at this time. May they have the favour to know thee early in their lives, we beg. Could it please thee? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.